Das wir für Bayesian sein oder ist bei Deutschen, bei Prag und Bahasumsumen. Somebody who plant rice or millet or poppy or sesame. Shishriso lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If it took root prior to Rosh Hashanah, mit Asher and Lishava, you would take Meiser with whatever din the previous year had with regards to Meiser. If not every year had the same din, as far as Meiser is concerned. The first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Shemitah, the din is that you take off Meiser Rishon to be given to the Levi, and Meiser Sheni to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. And on the third and sixth year of Shemitah, you take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani instead of Meiser Sheni. You take off Meiser Ani and give it to the Aniyim. Now, if you plant any of the things mentioned over here during the second year, prior to Rosh Hashanah of the third year, so what din does it have? Does it have the din of Meiser of the second year since you planted it in the second year? Or maybe since it grew in the third year, it has the din of the third year. So the Mishnah teaches us, if it took root prior to Rosh Hashanah of the third year, then it would have the din of the Meiser of the second year. And even though it grew in the third year, since it took root in the second year, it has the din of Meiser of the second year, that you take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Umutara Mishviyah, and it would be permitted on Shviyah, meaning to say, to plant any of these things mentioned here during the sixth year prior to Rosh Hashanah of the year of Shviyah. If it took root before Rosh Hashanah of the Shviyah's year, then it would not have a din of Shviyah. It would not have the Kedusha of Shviyah. It won't have the sanctity of Shviyah, since it took root during the sixth year, even though it actually grew during the seventh year, to have the din of the sixth year that you take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, as opposed to having a din of something that grew during Shviyah, that it would have Kedusha Shviyah and it would be hefker. Anybody can take it, and it would not be high in the Meiser. That is a din of produce that grew on Shviyah. But in this case, since you planted it during the sixth year and it took root prior to Rosh Hashanah of Shviyah, even though it grew during the Shviyah year, it does not have the Kedusha of Shviyah. Instead, it has the din of the sixth year. The imla asura b'shviyas umis ashrim l'shana haba. But if you planted in the second year and it didn't take root until after Rosh Hashanah of the third year, or if you planted at the end of the sixth year and it didn't take root until after Rosh Hashanah of the shviyas year, it would have the din of shviyas. It would be forbidden on shviyas, meaning to say it would have the kedusha of shviyas, and you would take off mice with whatever din the next year has, meaning to say, if you planted it at the end of the second year and only took root after Rosh Hashanah of the third year, since it took root in the third year, even though you planted it in the second year, it has the din of Meiser of the third year. You would take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. Now, even though the Mishnah teaches us that it all depends on which year it took root in, that's a unique din with regard to rice, millet, poppy, and sesame, that it all depends on which year it took root in. And there's no other way to determine which year it would have the din of, as we cannot determine it by which year it was harvested. As when you plant a field of one of these things, it's not necessarily harvested in the same year, since it doesn't grow at the same speed, and it's possible part of the field will be harvested in one year, and the other part of the field will be harvested in a different year. And we can't go by which year it reached a third of its growth, as since it doesn't grow at the same speed, part of the field might reach a third of its growth in one year. The other part of the field might reach a third of its growth in the other year. So therefore, even though with regards to grain and olives, when we determine which year it has a din of, it goes by which year it reached a third of its growth. And with regards to vegetables, when we try to determine what year it has a din of, we don't go by which year it took root in, we go by which year it was harvested. If it was harvested in the second year, it has a din of the second year. If it was harvested in the third year, it has a din of the third year. But when it comes to Oret, Dochen, Pragen, and Shunshemen, we don't determine it by which year it was harvested or by which year it reached a third of its growth. And since it doesn't grow at the same speed, the Rabbanan did not want to give it a termination in which it's possible that part of the field would have one din, while the other part of the field would have an entirely different din. Part of the field might have the din of the second year, while the other part of the field might have the din of the third year. So the Rabbanan wanted to give it a determination in which the entire field will have the same din. So the Rabbanan said, when we determine which year it has the din of, it will go by which year the field took root in, and the entire field will take root at the same time since it was planted at the same time. So the Rabbanan said, if it takes root in the second year, it has the din of the second year. But if it takes root in the third year, it would have the din of the third year. Rabbi Shimon Azuri said, Egyptian beans that were planted originally with in mind to eat the seed, not the actual bean, it would have the same din as the product that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. As we said in the previous Mishnah, rice, millet, poppy, and sesame that were planted prior to Rosh Hashanah, if it took root prior to Rosh Hashanah, it had the din of the previous year with regards to Maaser and Shviat. But if it took root after Rosh Hashanah, it has the din of the next year with regard to Maaser and Shviat. And somebody who planted Egyptian beans and has in mind to eat the seeds, so it's similar to poppy seed and sesame seed, since you plan on eating the seed, so it has the same din as poppy seed and sesame seed, that the way to determine which year it has a din of is by which year it took root in. But if you planted it with a mind to eat the actual bean, in such a case it's not similar to sesame seed or poppy seed. Instead it's similar to vegetables. And the din of vegetables is that whichever year it was harvested, it would have the din of that year with regard to maestros and to shviat. It doesn't depend on which year it took root in, it depends on which year it was harvested. And the Egyptian beans that were planted with a mind to eat the bean itself, it has the same din as vegetables. It goes by which year it was harvested, not by which year it took root in. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afunin Hagamlunin. Kayotiba, Rabbi Shimon said, large beans that were planted prior to Rosh Hashanah have the same din as the products mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that it depends on which year it took root in with regard to Maestros and Shviat. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afunin Hagamlunin, Mishatamilo, Lufnei Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Leather says, large beans that were planted before Rosh Hashanah would only have the din of the previous year if it formed pods prior to Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Leather, it depends on which year it formed pods. If it formed pods in the second year, it has the din of the second year with regard to Maestros. But if it only forms pods in the third year, it has the din of the third year with regard to Maestros. And so too with regards to Shviat, if you planted it at the end of the sixth year and it formed pods prior to Rosh Hashanah or Shviat, it has a din of the sixth year. It doesn't have Kedusha or Shviat, but if it only formed pods after Rosh Hashanah during the year of Shviat, in such a case it would have Kedusha or Shviat, since it formed pods during the year of Shviat.